Dear friends, the gospel this Sunday tells the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. It's a story that we have heard often. And the parable of the Good Samaritan that Jesus tells, it's all about who our neighbor is and how we should have charity or how we should love them, even if that person is our enemy. You know, the fathers of the church, those ancient bishops and teachers from the time of the early church, just after the apostles, when the church was very young, the fathers of the church would often comment on this very passage. And what the fathers of the church saw is really outstanding. They identified the Good Samaritan. They saw him as the Lord, as Jesus. And the man on the side of the road, the man that was robbed and left to die, the fathers saw him as Adam, symbolic of each one of us. Each one of us who have a fallen humanity, a fallen human nature, needing to be rescued, needing to be brought salvation, needing to be brought back to life. They go on and they comment that three people passed by and observed that same man. There was a Jewish priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan traveler. Now, only the last one, the Samaritan, actually does something. Now, it's very significant that this man is a Samaritan from Samaria, because Jews and Samaritans did not mix. They were bitter enemies. Okay, so think back on in Gospel of John chapter 4 when Jesus speaks to the woman at the well. It's the woman of Samaria. And so that's why the apostles are scandalized, because Jesus goes to her. Jesus is speaking, a Jew is speaking with a Samaritan in public and bringing the gospel to her. But it's only the Samaritan who actually does something rather than just passing him by. But let's look at the words of the gospel. The words of the gospel, at the very middle of the gospel, what makes this man different, the Samaritan, who stops and who cares for this man? The gospel says that he is moved by compassion at the sight of the man. That he was moved by compassion at the sight. Now, it's very important that we understand the word compassion. You know, compassion is much more than just a feeling of sympathy towards someone. If we look at the word compassion, it's actually made up of two Latin words, passio, which means passion or suffering, and then cum, which means with. So the real meaning, the root meaning of the word compassion is to suffer with somebody. Not simply just a feeling that we have towards them, but going to their level and suffering with them. Friends, don't the fathers of the church, when they identify the Samaritan with Jesus, and when they see the man on the road as symbolic of us, don't they hit the nail on the head? Because isn't this exactly what Jesus does and has done for us? Jesus is moved by our suffering. And after the fall of Adam and Eve, after sin and death enter into the world, what does God do? The Son of God comes down to us, to our level, to be with us, to heal our wounds, and also to make our wounds his own. And what does he do? Jesus truly has compassion on us. He doesn't just feel sorry for us or just feel something towards us, but he suffers with us to the point of offering his life on the cross so that we could be rescued and saved, just like that man on the side of the road. In doing so, isn't Jesus teaching us what it means to love? But going further, Jesus is teaching us that love is not simply a matter of having the right feelings towards someone. You know, perhaps the Jewish priest and the Levite that passed by that man on the side of the road, maybe they wished him well, you know, and said, you know, hope you get better. Or maybe they felt sorry for him legitimately. Maybe they wished that someone else, that was someone else's problem. Maybe someone else will bring you what you need. We don't know. But what we do know that at the end of the day, they did nothing. And so to truly love our neighbor, and especially our enemy, it's not just a matter of having the right dispositions or the right feelings towards them. That's not what Jesus is calling us to do. But Jesus calls us to do something, to generously serve them. And as Catholic Christians, we are called to do this when we carry out the corporal works of mercy. These are works of charity, works of mercy that are found in the Gospels. And we call them corporal works because corporal comes from the word corpus, which means body. And so they tend to the bodily needs of our neighbor. What are they? To feed the hungry, to shelter the homeless, to clothe the naked, to visit the sick and the imprisoned. I think that Jesus would also intend here, you know, people in nursing homes, many people that are forgotten about, and to bury the dead. To bury the dead is a corporal work of mercy because it speaks to the holiness and the sanctity of the human body, even after death. Among these, giving alms to the poor is one of the chief ways that we can love our neighbor. And it's also a work of justice that's very pleasing to God. You know, during her lifetime, when people would ask Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. Teresa of Calcutta, many people would say, "Mother Teresa, let me go to India with you. Let me go," and they were Americans. "Let me go to India with you so that I can learn how to serve the poor and dying and you know, carry out these corporal works of mercy." And Mother Teresa would tell them no. She'd say, "No, don't come to India with me." She said, "You have the poor among you." She said, "You can carry out the corporal works of mercy exactly where you are," she said, "if you have the eyes of faith to see them." If you have the eyes of faith, she said, you will be able to see Jesus in that man on the side of the road, the man who was robbed and left for dead. If we have the eyes of faith to see, we'll be able to see our family and our family members and friends, or even our enemy, even those we don't know, as needing our love and needing our help and in need of the corporal works of mercy, she said. If we have the eyes to see, we don't have to go to India to do any of those things, but we are able to love our neighbor here and now, wherever we find ourselves. And so, friends, let's pray this Sunday that God may give us this grace, that he may give us the eyes of faith to see Jesus in those around us, to see Jesus who are in need of love, in need of these works of charity, and that we may have the courage to not just have disposition, correct feeling towards them, but that we may do something and love them, because love is primarily not a feeling, it's something we do, it's an action. But let us also pray for the grace to be compassionate. Not simply having sympathy or pity for someone, but that we may learn to suffer with those people that are suffering, that we may go to their level and to suffer with them, just as Jesus stoops down to us and suffers with us so that he may bind our wounds, so that he may forgive our sins, and ultimately that he may bring us the healing for which we long. May it be so. Amen.